A message for the seventh day of Pesach from Rabbi David Weiner. The shortest path does not necessarily make for the best journey. The Torah reading for the seventh day of Pesach begins with a window into the mind of God. Now that Pharaoh has finally expelled the Israelites from Mitzrayim, God faces a next decision. Which road should they take to the Promised Land? Now there is an obvious choice, following the coast of the Mediterranean, along a direct route. But God chooses otherwise, sending them on a meandering road across the sea, south through the Sinai wilderness, past today's Eilat, and around what we call the country of Jordan, before bringing their descendants into the land near the Dead Sea by the city of Jericho. Why? The Torah gives one reason, or maybe two. The opening verse of our parasha reads, "Velo nacham Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki karov hu." God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, ki, it was close. That ki might mean although. God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although it was close. In other words, the only reason God didn't choose this route for the Exodus is the presence of a phalanx of Philistines. Disheartened by war, even if they win, the Israelites might give up, turn around, and flee to their former masters. However, the Torah might also be telegraphing a second reason, or at least it seems that way. The medieval commentator Rashi points out that ki might also mean because. That is to say, God did not lead the Israelites by the coastal path because the path was too close. The problem is that this particular road would shorten the journey. It turns out that a longer wilderness sojourn is essential to the emergence of the Israelites from slavery in Mitzrayim to freedom in the Promised Land. The time will give them opportunities to change and grow from a band of slaves into a nation. This week, despite the rituals of Seder we reenacted a few days ago, we find ourselves still in Mitzrayim, a place of continuing restriction. Risk to our neighbors is keeping us at a distance from each other and away from the habits, responsibilities, and pastimes that give our day's purpose. Yet the journey that is today ground to a halt will at some point continue. We will again be afforded the freedom to move forward. But when that day comes, it won't necessarily be via the shortest, most direct path. Indeed, we can expect some unusual twists and turns, strange challenges, or intermediate phases to resuming normal life. As we practice patience, even when it chafes, perhaps we'll remember that the wilderness journey, the journey through the unknown, is a part of the process of redemption. This year we are here. Next year may we celebrate Passover together in Yerushalayim.